Hello, hello. Welcome back to The Dish with Tish, where the bikinis are tiny, the drama's oversized, and the only thing more chaotic than Casa Amor is the group chat during a recoupling. Before we dish, we all know the world is tough right now, and you're not imagining it, and that's why I'm so glad you're here. This little podcast island, no bombshells, no blindsides, just good vibes and hotter takes than a confession at a fire pit. So let's pause on reality, take a deep dive into a different kind of reality, the one with sexy singles, savage edits, and voiceovers that deserve an Emmy. We're talking Love Island, baby, so let's crack on. And I'm here with my editor, my fellow Love Island guru, slash bestie, Miss Megan Flood. You all right, babes?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right, babes. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all good.
Oh, you know what? I'm really buzzing, mate. I'm really buzzing.
I am buzzing so much. I am so excited, A, just to be like, we've kind of been holding back on our Love Island thoughts because we knew we were going to do this podcast. So I'm really excited to like hear what you have to say, your hot takes on what we've seen so far in the villa.
No, for real. You were even texting me before we started this. You were like, I can't believe Amaya did this. I was like, try not to respond. We got to hold.
I know.
We got to hold.
I know.
Because it's too juicy. It's too good. I know some of the girlies online are like, this isn't up to par with last season. And it's like, bitch, wait, this is how it is at the beginning of every season.
And, you know, I was just going to say for the audience and viewers, if you're trying Love Island from the jump for the first time, it eventually does have that switch. You know, like the first week or two, you're really trying to figure out people's temperaments, who's vibing with who, the dynamics of the couples and the peoples as individuals. And that's kind of like the beauty of the show. And it's also interesting if you think about Love Island, even last season, it really didn't pop off like that until episode 9 with that recoupling with Rob and Andrea. And that's when everyone went back and caught up and they were like, oh, this is tea. So it's interesting the people that are like, I'm not there yet. I'm like, just give it time. It's early, babes. It's early days, babes.
It's early days, babe. And like, even thinking about last season, everyone low-key kind of hated Leah in the beginning. They were like, she's crazy town. And then when Rob started pulling his Rob shit, everyone, like you said, the flip happened or the switch flipped or whatever. And like, now Leah is 4 million followers deep. Like,
right. And I'll admit, I was one of those people.
Me too. The group chat was group chatting with Leah.
Yeah, I was not a fan. And then Miguel, her bombshell came in and it was like, oh, okay. She just needed love. She just needed her person. Yeah. So just give it some time, you guys. It's already. I mean, what a perfect night for us to start. Oh my God. But before we get into what's going down, I kind of want to go over the cast really quick and get some initial thoughts from you and hear how you're feeling about people.
The thoughts I've got them, babe.
Okay. I know you do, honey. And for those of you who can't see, Megan's got her Love Island water bottle, which I gifted her for her birthday.
Except, unfortunately, the name, like, it's, if you can't see, it's the white water bottle that they're all sucking on all day long in the sun next to the pool. And they all have their names on it. Tisha got my name put on it and everything. Unfortunately, the dishwasher did its thing and RIP. But
it still looks like you, I would know that that's a Love Island water bottle. Right. That's a very specific.
So maybe I'll just be sucking on this water bottle the whole episode.
No, you literally should. And I love like, okay, maybe that's sick. That's like, what are you sucking? And I'm dressed like a bombshell. The category was a bombshell has entered the villa.
And you did it.
I understood the assignment.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
With your little Y2K glasses. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I have to have you on because A, you're my bestie editor right hand in the Dish with Tish, but also you're on my level when it comes to Love Island. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, I know we literally started watching season two of the UK together.
Yes.
But why do you love Love Island?
Oh, I love this question because I always tell people without any prompt why I love Love Island. Like, people will be like, I love the friendships that come from it. Yes, I love if someone finds love, that's great. If they win, they split the money, like whatever. It could be a beautiful love story that I love. I love the connection that people have. I love setting your phone down for 6 to 8 weeks and just being completely present, especially like I loved it when we were watching and it was still people in our generation, but we're not so glued to our phones the way some of these younger generations are. And I love that they have the opportunity even now to just disconnect and just be with each other. Mm. The relationships, the like platonic relationships by the end when they're all jumping and hugging each other at like sweet, kind of like actually not very monumental moments, but they're all just so happy for each other for anything. Like I just love... It just warms my heart the way people fall in love with each other platonically on this show. I just love it.
Yeah. I love that. That's so sweet.
What about you?
Why do I love this show? I love this show because as a pop culture girly, I love a monoculture moment and I love appointment viewing. And, you know, I love having something to watch 5 nights a week. You know,
amen.
And I think besides that, I think one of the reasons that I've fallen so deeply in love with this show is because it brings me back to like the glory golden days of reality love dating competition shows, like the VH1 days of like Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Rock of Love. Like those were my everything. Talk about, yes, appointment viewing. Like when VH1 was in its bag, it had me in such a chokehold. And
absolutely,
this feels like that. It's such a similar feeling that it like almost feels like I'm going back to that time and having it 5 nights a week. I'm like, holy fuck, I love reality love competition shows. I don't know. It's just, and I really do. Obviously, I love the platonic relationships and the bar that this show has set. I mean, if you read my Substack article, you would know, like, it's so crazy because it is like, you know, they're no phones. They're sleeping together. They're literally playing house for
exactly
6 to 8 weeks. So you really, yes, get to see the progression of these relationships. And when they make it so far and get married and have kids, you feel like, you know them because like you've been there from the jump.
Right. Right. You're like, I feel like I'm sitting there like laughing with them. Like, like that's so,
yeah,
funny. Like, I can't believe you said that. Like,
I know. It just feels so intimate. And I really like that.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. So let's get into some of the cast. So Shelly is 27 from Florida. And me personally, I think she's already my favorite.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think she is very mature and well-spoken and bisexual. We love a bisexual queen. And yeah, she's made a big point of letting us know that and who she is. So what do you think of Shelly so far?
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And I mean, we'll get into it later when we discuss the men. But like everyone online is like, save Shelly, save her from that awful man.
Yes.
I love Shelly. I think that I totally agree. She is just like that girl. She's just that friend who listens to everything you have to say and then responds, you know, like, mm-hmm, she will always like hear you out and provide her very like upfront opinion that she knows is probably helping you in the long run.
For sure. And I think it's because she is a little older, being like 27. So she just has that emotional maturity. And so far, I'm just obsessed with her. I love how forward she is. She's playing the game, but not in a nasty way.
And she's taking her time. Like, she's like, I'm just feeling my shit out. She could have come into the villa knowing Ace beforehand, whatever, meeting him outside that bar or whatever in New York. Mm-hmm. She could have been like, I know this man. I want to be with this man. She was like, I know this man. Let's see if I want to be with this. Like, let's give it time. And if we come together, we come together.
Right.
And I love that. I feel like she's doing Love Island the way you're supposed to do Love Island.
1,000%. 1,000%. Okay, so then we have Huda. Huda's 24. She's a mother. And she's basically already in a relationship within like 2 days of being there. They seem very intent on being closed off and coupled up right off the bat. And that doesn't really feel typical, and it's kind of scares me a little bit. We'll get into that, but I will say with Huda, I guess we could get to that later, get to all of the stuff. We're just doing initial thoughts, so I'll save that. We'll circle back to that. What do you think of Huda? Sorry, I'm getting so excited.
No, because that's literally like her, like she is just all over the place, and also not all over, like she's confusing and complicated, and it makes sense that you're like, like, how do I even sum up my thoughts? I feel like she's getting too much heat online. But I also understand the frustration with her. I don't know. Totally. My initial thoughts are I think I would really love her in the long run, but I'm just conflicted. I don't know.
I feel like she's deeply insecure. And I think the fact that she's a mother on the show, she almost feels like she's not as deserving, or like she is not going to be loved the same because she has a child. And I'm like, baby girl, that's not the case. Like, you are literally so fucking gorgeous. Like, you are stunning. Literally... drop dead gorgeous. Your eyebrows, I would murder someone for her fucking eyebrows.
No, like, I would take her eyebrows off of her body. Like, I would saw them off of her body.
Absolutely. If it's a purge happening, I'm coming for your eyebrows, Huda. Period. Yeah. And it just makes me sad that she's just like putting so much on the man instead of like knowing her worth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like she says things that in the grand scheme of things would be that, like, she would, like, she's saying all the right things, but you can see it's not internalized. It's all kind of what's the word?
Very that. And then we have Alandria, who's 27 from Alabama, and she's a elevator sales rep. I don't even know like what the fuck that is. It's giving like on Modern Family how Pritchett's closets. It's like, I guess that's a thing. Okay. But I really like her a lot. I think she's another person that stands on business. And honestly, I think she'll call people out if she thinks they're crossing the line. And she also has enough self-awareness to acknowledge when she thinks she's crossed the line. Feel like that's very important, and I think she's super well-spoken, and yeah, I like her POV so far.
Totally agree. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, I hate to like use the term she takes accountability, but because every reality show and every podcast is obsessed with that term right now, I want to like do a drinking game for everything. Yes. And I'll get drunk anytime anyone says take accountability. But she takes accountability. Like, she really just like, here, like, similar with with Shelly. She will just be like, listen to your point of view, and then really just like take it in and be like, you know what? You're right. I did not see your perspective. Let me take a step back and say, okay, and let's move on. I love her. I'm a big fan. And she's just like, face card is unreal. Body is bodying. Like, she's just, I'm really worried about these men that no one's like flocking to her. Like, she's just,
it's weird, stunning. Right? No, I'm like, are you guys not, are we not seeing like the same thing? Like, this bitch is snatched.
Snatched. I'm just like staring at her ass. Like,
oh my God.
The whole episode.
And I was so happy that the girls were like, that's the best I've ever seen an ass look in jeans. Like, girl. Yeah, exactly. My God. Body tea. And then we have Sierra, who's one of the bombshells. She's 25 from LA. And she came in at the end of night one or two. And she's already making a big splash. And we'll get into that. But I really like her. I like her a lot. At first, I was a little like, I don't know, like the initial, you know, like moment with her and Nick, because I was kind of like, not rooting for Bella, but like, it's always hard with the bombshell because you're like, you just don't know. Bombshells have a disadvantage, I feel like.
I totally agree. Like, we're just always so in tune when it comes to these people. I like her. You know, she's not like my fave. I'm worried about like how many chances she's possibly going to give Nick for being a little baby boy that he is. But I do like her. I do like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're like convincing yourself.
No, it's just that it's just not, I'm not like on the like Shelly, like obsessed with her. I think that totally. She brings a great voice of girlhood into the group. And I just hope that she's like continues like listening to her own words for other girls for her. Like, I don't want her to get stuck with Nick when he's pulling his stupid little idiot boy stuff. I don't know.
Totally. That's very true. And then we have Hannah, who is a new bombshell. Exactly.
I was like, who's Hannah?
Exactly. I have not formulated a thought on her yet. She's a cute blonde. We needed a blonde in the house. I don't really...
Like, it's giving Eloise in the Plaza. Like,
literally. I'm like... Where's she at? Who's she talking to? I don't.
I'm bored.
A little bit. She's not really contributing anything. So I can't see her lasting a long time unless she's coupled up with Charlie.
Yeah, but I feel like the second that Charlie gets to Casa, he's gonna be.
Oh, he go. Yeah, if he even make it that long.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Hannah's, she's sweet. She's nice.
Yeah, she's sweet.
She's there. I'm sorry, I'm such a dick.
No, she's there and she's sweet. And then we have Amaya, who Hannah entered with. And maybe that's what it is, because she Hannah came in with Amaya. And Amaya has just been there for 48 hours and is already acting the fuck out. I mean... my initial thoughts, I wrote down, annoying as fuck, misplaced energy, no emotional regulation. And I said also her hollering at Shelly, even though she hasn't told Shelly that she had her tongue down Austin's throat.
Oh my God. Why do I keep forgetting about the dock scene where they were mugging? where they were snogging on the dock. Dock snog. No, you're so right. She's. I was kind of, and I'm sure, again, we'll get into it when we'll get into it. But yes, like, she came in hot. That's what bombshells do. She bombshelled. Great. I think she's still rolling down the bombshell hill. Like, she's just like, and literally cannot stop.
Girl, rolling up the hill. Girl, instead of running up the hill, she's rolling down the hill.
She's okay. She's gonna become Vecna. Like, running up
the hill. Girl, she literally is. Like, you know it's bad when you're walking towards all the guys and they're like, oh god, oh fuck. Like, and they're the editor, all
the editors did so good with like playing music too, while, like you said, they were just like, oh god, I'm nervous, she's coming over, and then there's like this like trepidatious music playing in the background. So good.
It's so, so good. So those are all the women.
Yes.
On the show. And then we will get into the guys. So we have Ace, 22, from LA. He's the content creator. Ace is not the place for the helpful hardware at all. Stop. He is, I mean, he is, if initially I wrote down, charismatic, super friendly, great on camera, could see him being a great personality on like After Sun, like being in the Love Island worlds. Those are my initial thoughts.
Yeah. My initial thought, the first time he showed his back tattoo, I was like, this is Ice from Hocus Pocus. Ace is Ice. Like, I'm sorry. That was the big, the Ace, his name on his back is an ick from the get-go. I don't trust a man who puts his own nickname on his back in not even just like, you know, a cute little no, design. It's like
full, I'm blinded. Back tat. Yeah. Full back tat with your name. It's
like,
it's a flag. I didn't see that at first initially. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Why?
Yeah,
the way you are. Mm-hmm.
He's just weird. Like, he's just a weird dude. Like, he seems to. We'll get into it.
And then we have our 24-year-old good old boy Taylor from OKC, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, who is a literal cowboy. So, what do you think of him so far?
I like Taylor. I really like Taylor. I think protect Taylor at all costs. He seems like a sweet boy who doesn't know how to express himself because he's from, and I can say this because I lived literally there, he's just a good old boy from Oklahoma. And I just think, yeah, I think he's a sweetie pie.
Yeah, I think he's sweet too. He's young, but he has like good intentions. But yeah, you could definitely tell he doesn't know how to like articulate how he's feeling, for sure. So it makes sense that he's besties with Ace.
Truly. Ace. Oh my god, yeah.
And then we have Jeremiah, 25, from LA, who's coupled up with Huda. He's a model, and my initial first thoughts were smooth criminal. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, I think you're pretty spot on.
Yeah.
I think he's hot. I mean, there's
no, oh my time. God, he's so one fucking of the most, hot.
I think he might be one of the hottest dudes that's been on US, the whole US show.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, that's the first, like, he's one of the first guys from, like, not being a bombshell in the US that's like, oh, damn.
Right off the bat. Like,
right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's the kiss on the cheek right off the bat. Like, you know, I don't want to make out with any other girls. There's like, it's too performative for me. Like, it's, I need you to like come onto Love Island and make out with everybody and get it out, you know, off your chest. And then later you can do a cheek kiss. You know what I mean? It's just weird. Again, a weird guy. Just a weird guy.
Yeah. And then speaking of weird, we have Nick, 24, from Jacksonville, Florida. A registered nurse and model. And I'm like, not you coming for Sierra from Summerhouse's gig. We've already got one model and nurse in the reality TV universe. We don't need another. And she's actually perfect, Nick. So back off.
That's true. She's not a dummy. He's just a dumb boy.
He is. I mean, it's just funny because with Nick and Austin, I'm like, no wonder you guys are besties, because like you see the women and they're having all these like really emotional, articulate conversations, and you know, they're talking about their real feelings, and then they're like, oh man, like, I don't know, like, I just don't know, and like, you know, I like Shrek. I'm like, girl, what are you, what?
Like that, like you can't, there's no onion to peel here, sir. Like there's no onion.
No, girl, this is onion powder. This is cutting
Exactly.
everything out and just.
And we're choking on this onion powder.
No, I feel like a vampire because, like, oh no, that's garlic. Oh,
Can be onion for him though, because he's stinky and gross. Are we talking about
truly.
Austin? Who are we talking about?
She said, I don't even know which one we're talking about yet. No, we're still talking about Nick.
Okay. He might not be
And.
stinky. He looks like he smells good, but.
Yeah, he does look like he smells good. I think he's got the advantage because he's like a pretty boy.
Yeah,
Like he's got
totally.
that like Timothée Chalamet, Harry Styles vibe. He I
Timothée.
Timothée, Tiffany Chalamet, he's got that floppy hair thing going for him. And I think, you know, he acts like, oh, I'm just a little guy. But honestly, most male nurses I've met, they be, especially a straight male nurse, girl, sluts, they be.
Well, and also knowing what happened tonight on tonight's episode, like he has thoughts and he's expressing them now. He's feeling comfortable and it's kind of messy. It's kind of
Yeah.
messy.
Yeah, definitely. And then we have Austin, the pool cleaner with the thousands of nudes and hundreds of sexual partners. And honestly, the frosted tips is literally high body count hair.
Absolutely. But like he sucks in bed. Like, you know, he's like really bad.
He's a jackhammer. You know,
Yeah,
he's just
he's
like.
been with thousands of women because he can't bring another one back into his bed.
No,
They're
he's
like,
just.
please never again.
Yeah, he's just pounding that shit. He's humming. He's a two pump chump. Like, I cannot see him laying on. Can you see him laying pipe? Like, can you see him, like,
No.
making love, like, fucking? I don't see that.
No, I'm getting so icked out even just thinking about him in bed. Like I don't even want to think about it. You said see him laying back. I'm like, I can't. You know?
I know. But
You know
he
what I
does
mean?
look better with that little mustache, though, I will
I
say.
completely disagree. I think he looks skeezy, wormy little. I mean, just knowing all the things that we know of him from the interwebs, digging and doing their thing, which we'll get
Yeah,
into.
yeah.
I think he looks so. I love a mustache, but that's like someone took a Sharpie and like not even a Sharpie. That looks like someone took like a pencil and etched the pencil above his lip. He looks bad.
I mean, I feel like he looked bad before, honestly.
Well,
Like,
yeah.
I, yeah,
But he looks
so
worse. I'm so mean on
he
your
does. Oh
podcast.
my God, I told you I love an activated Megan. I told you this before. She's
I
like
feel like the last
literally.
time I'm on this, I'm like, Lindsay Hubbard can suck my dick. And now I'm like railing on all these people on Love Island. I'm having a great time, you guys, I promise.
It's mostly the men, though.
Is. It is.
Because it's slim pickens out here,
I call
and
him
I
Worm Boy.
a literal worm with a mustache,
Exactly. Exactly.
truly. And it's just funny because you're like the nicest person in the world, so seeing you be like, he fucking sucks, I'm like, yeah, tell him.
Me a mic. I said it last time. I love to hear myself talk. I'll just fucking rant.
And I live for it. And finally, our last bombshell, Charlie, 27 from the UK, giving Jamie Tart down from Ted Lasso. He has the actual highest body count so far. And I just thought it was weird that he's had hundreds of sexual partners, but yet he has not been in a relationship before. That's
Yeah.
so sus.
That
That's
tells you
weird.
everything you need to know.
Truly.
Like, little Eloise in the Plaza girl is so excited. I'm like, girl, he's major fuckboy energy. He has been from the moment he walked in.
Yes.
I don't know why all these women are surprised to see all his body count, his, like, nudes that he says he didn't send, but we know he sent, you know, like.
Yeah.
He's a fuckboy.
He really is. It's something Charlie Austin and a girl who's no longer in the villa, Yalissa, have in common is their toxic internet footprint. Their internet presence was not very good. They're definitely Trumpers, MAGA supporters. Well, Yalissa, I don't know if she's exactly MAGA, but she was kicked off the show because she was a podcast clip resurfaced of her saying nigga repeatedly, and she is not, she's of Cuban descent. She is not black at all. And I heard a rumor that the clip came from one of her friends. One of her, yeah, the rumor is that one of her so-called friends didn't get on Love Island and was actually the one that leaked it.
I love that. I love that drama. Oh my God.
So that got uncovered, but
well, she did have a video about where I guess she lost a lot of followers recently or year at some point around before she got on Love Island. She lost a lot of followers because she posted something MAGA and pro-Trump and then went on a crazy rant video like bashing everybody who unfollowed her. Like, y'all are really going to unfollow me because I said I like Trump, yada, yada. Like, she's just consistently digging her own grave.
Trash. Truly trash. And she left in the middle of the night. They probably, the mic, the God mic, they have a God mic. They call it the Love Island God. The
yes.
Islanders in the villa. And they probably said, it's time for you to go, girl. And she's already issued an apology and no one is checking cares. For her. No one cares. Then we have Belle-. For if you have not watched the show, A, what are you doing? But B, Bella's name is spelled B-E-L-L-E-A. So sorry, she, to me, is a unverified Kardashian. You know how the other Hadid sister just came out? They just discovered her, Belle-. Just saying.
I'm screaming. That's hilarious. Bella was an interesting gal, Belle-.
I kind of feel bad just because, like, I appreciate someone who's like, I'm not trying to do all that. Like, she is a young girl. She's not trying to make out with everyone, but also, like, she did have a connection with Nick. And she kind of waited until it was a little too late to show him any kind of affection. And I mean, she's so gorgeous. Like, she is, oh my God, stunning. Like, up there with, like, she was giving me, like, Zendaya vibes. Like, even though her accent was a little problematic, because,
definitely,
you know, sometimes it's going back and forth. Same thing with Huda sometimes. Like, the Pentagon who you're talking to, your voice changes, and I don't really like that. But Belle-. Did have a lot of potential.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was honestly one of the most frustrating and distracting things for me was the switching between your voicing, your voices, and how you're speaking. I think it's definitely a Gen Z thing to, like, TikTok talk is having talking in AAVE, and it's like, it's totally. Really uncomfortable, and that was really distracting. Like, I feel like I just didn't.
You didn't fuck with her.
I didn't fuck with her.
Yeah. And I mean, that is true. She definitely, she is the Gen Z glued to her phone because she's literally speaking in TikTok.
Yes, exactly. I just think she's confused. Like, I don't think she knows what she wants. And she's so young.
Yeah.
Like, she's still trying to figure it out. It's like, okay, you have maybe some of these, like, morals that you're going to stand on of, like, how you're making decisions, how you're moving through the world. Like, that's great. And then to just drastically change how she's behaving in front of this guy that she desperately wants to like her and to choose her. I'm sad almost that like there's just a lot of growth that needs to happen. And
no, it's true. Like, yeah, I definitely think she just didn't know who she is, what she wants, like, you know, what she was really even there for.
Right. I think she might have gone in like thinking I can, you know, go through this Love Island experience with the kiss on the cheek or like waiting. And it's like, babe, these boys are not coming on Love Island to kiss you on the cheek. Like, I'm sorry that. And I don't want to be rude, but like, have you seen the show? It's like the Galaxy Quest moment of like, have you even seen the show? Like, it's.
Yes.
Nick is just wanting some kisses on day one. And it's, I don't know if that's his fault. I don't know if that's her fault. Like, it's just like, that's not the way that this show works. You got a Mac on some fucking people.
Even
you
if
you got an Olandria tongue out first. Mac on people.
She said, Olandria said, But literally, like, even if it was just during the challenge, if she made out with them, and then she was like, okay, just so we know that was for the challenge. I'm not that girl. I would have said, okay, like, I get that. I get that. Because that's even kind of how Serena was.
Sure. Yeah, that's
last
fair.
Season.
That's
like,
fair.
She wasn't macking on people unless it was a challenge. So I do get that. But you got to at least give a little to get a little, you know?
Sure.
Okay, so, oh my gosh. Now that we've gone over the cast, honey, we got to talk about some of the tea. It's only been a week and there has been, the kettle is like on fire. It's like, because it's insane. I mean.
No, yeah.
I was texting you and I was like, I am so happy we are starting the Love Island episodes tonight of all nights, because holy shit, you guys, it was popping off. We are a week in and the dynamics are really starting to unfold.
Yes, everyone's past the point in the like honeymoon phase, whether it's like actual relationship, like chemistry relationships or platonic relationship, romantic. Whether it's romantic relationships or platonic relationships, everyone's past the honeymoon phase of all their relationships and they're starting to either unravel or just speak their mind a little bit more. They're not afraid to like push some buttons and cause a little bit of a stir.
Yes. So I'd say the biggest one right now, oh God, it's actually, I don't even know. There's a couple things that are pretty crazy right now. I don't know if it's the Huda and Jeremiah or the love triangle of Ace, Shelly, and Austin. But to me, they kind of correlate in a way.
Sure.
Because Ace has, and this is what I was saying earlier with Ace. I initially really liked him because he was the one that caught on to Jeremiah because they did a challenge. And they had to reveal all of, you know, it's usually episode 3 where they reveal the body count and how many people they slept with in a day and like all these juicy questions. And Ace thought it was really weird that Jeremiah has said, I love you to 10 women. And obviously Jeremiah's relationship with Huda is very close. And he said, you know, I think it's a little bit love bomby. And after the first recoupling, Ace, who has been vibing with Shelly for so long, and Shelly's in a couple with Austin, people think that Ace is kind of a mastermind and that the reason that he picked Amaya is because she's quote unquote Jeremiah's type. So he wanted to keep her around to test Jeremiah. Because when he didn't pick Shelly, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you not pick this girl who you are vibing so hard with? And yeah, that's the theory in the streets, is that Ace did it on purpose and he's trying to test him.
That just blew my mind. That just blew my freaking mind, dude. And I can so see him doing that. Because you're right. It's like, I was shook when he said all that wonderful stuff and then he didn't say Shelley's name. I'm like, you're crazy. And then immediately is like, hey, by the way, I don't like want to touch you. I don't want to cuddle you. That was so weird. And that would, I can't wait to tell my mom. Oh my God, she's going to lose her mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, he picked her. He picked Maya. And then all of a sudden he's bringing up, you know, I don't like to be touched. You know, she's saying, he makes her breakfast and she says, oh, thanks, babe. And then he's like, I'm kind of freaked out. Like, what do you call people you're in a relationship with? Oh, babe, I don't like that. And I understand, this is why I initially had empathy for Amaya, because I call everybody babe.
Right.
I'm very affectionate. Like, you know, if you tell me that boundary, obviously I won't, but she didn't even have a moment to settle into being in a couple after the recoupling for him to, like she said, I feel like you just burst my bubble. And, you know, he was completely out of, I don't know, it just was very off-putting. And honestly, I just felt really embarrassed for Amaya initially because he behaved like a real jackass and he didn't even give her the ability to be doing too much. So I just felt like it was unfair. And this is a big reason why I do think that he kept her around, because clearly you had no interest in her.
It was just so weird. Like, it's okay to have boundaries. 100%. Totally. It is okay and very necessary and important to communicate those, even kind of right off the bat. But it would be one thing if he did that maybe before he chose her. Like, you know, they're cuddling on the couch, they're getting to know each other. He could just slip in, like, you know, like in, when I'm early in a relationship, it takes me a second to warm up, get touchy feely, PDA, whatever. Like, that's what you say to her before you choose her. And then it doesn't have to be weird after the fire pit, you know? And that is why it was just so uncomfortable. And I did have a soft spot for Amaya before, you know, kind of all hell broke loose with her and how she communicates poorly as well. I think she said it right in her testimonial. They just butt heads. They just do not click.
But I also think it's a mix of seeing what Jeremiah would do and also what Shelley would do, because I think he wanted Shelley to feel jealous or feel some kind of way that he didn't pick her, and he wants her to chase him. And even Austin said she's not that kind of girl. Like, yeah, she's not gonna chase a man. And right. I think, you know, she said that's totally fine. I understand that. And she gave him the emotionally mature response that you should have on, yes, a fucking dating competition show.
Right. And she really does understand what Love Island is.
She gets it. And she said, oh, play on, playa. Like, I'm not mad at you. And I think he was floored by that as well. I think that he was expecting her to give him a reaction and he didn't. He was plucked. And then obviously Jeremiah, he saw how, I mean, Amaya, like I said, no emotional regulation. Okay, this is... I was watching her and seeing how she acts, and I was trying to figure out, like, who does she remind me of? Like, I couldn't put my finger on it. And you know what? You know who she reminds me
of?
Who? She reminds me of, do you remember that one roommate I had? And I left the house. It was like one of my favorite apartments where we met, our origin story. And this girl moved in and she looked just like Amaya. She talked just like her. She talking at you instead of having a conversation, can't get a word in edgewise. And that bitch, as soon as I left, started cooking meth and prostituting outside of that apartment. And not saying that Amaya is doing any of that, but it's the same energy, and it kind of freaks me out.
It's
very
she
intense.
right like it was just chaos. It was just absolute chaos from I only met her the one time, and I feel like I was just so anxious when I left your house that one time because it was just so much radiating out of her all the time. Oh my God, that is so Amaya.
Right, 'cause I mean, the next day her and Ace have this conversation and he's like, "Don't call me babe, don't touch me." And I mean, he was kind of an asshole because he goes to hug Shelly and say goodnight. And then Amaya says, basically, "Where's my hug? Where's my
Like, what
hug?"
about me? Fuck my drag.
No, literally. And he said, "And none for Gretchen Wieners." So then she woke up the next day and was like, "Actually, Shelly, I think you've been holding back. And I think you fucking knew what was going on. And I'm not here for that." Basically saying that Shelly is not a girl's girl. And she literally would not let her fucking say anything. Ugh. So insufferable. I give Shelly so much fucking props because she handled that so. She gave her so much grace. She even cried. She made Shelly cry. And I was like, "We got to get this bitch out of here. We got to get her out of here because we are protecting Shelly at all cost."
I mean, talk about two people who are opposite sides of reading the room. Like, Shelly was 100% understanding that this girl is not going to let me talk, and I'm going to let her just continue to ramble, 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 dig her own grave. And then Amaya just can't read a room and will just go on and on and on. Clearly, we know who we need to protect in the situation.
Yeah, without a doubt. And going back to Ace, Ace and now connecting the Ace Huda Jeremiah of it all, they have this sort of beef between each other, Ace and Jeremiah, that it's like an unspoken thing. And clearly Ace feels some type of way about their relationship and it isn't being fully expressed. But it's definitely something that people are picking up on. And I mean, to me as the audience, Huda and Jeremiah, it feels very clear, the circumstances. I think Huda is seeking validation from a man about being a mother. And that's like the patriarchy, like that's what she's kind of been conditioned to do. And, I think there hasn't, they haven't had the circumstance of anyone else coming in to even remotely threaten their relationship. And I guess that's kind of what we're basing it on right now, but it is a lot. I feel like it's very rare for someone to be day one coupled up, talking about moving in together. Obviously, the stakes are even higher because she's a single mom. And initially, I thought she was giving me Jess from the Netflix world of Love is
Oh,
Blind.
yeah,
And I was like,
totally.
we love a hot ass single mom hustling for their kid, But the more I'm watching it, I'm like, oh no, because Jess is so secure in her everything, her beauty, her financial stuff, her motherhood, everything. And it's like, when another thing, Huda waited 3 days to tell Jeremiah that she was a mom.
I like have feelings about that, but I also don't have a kid, so I don't know the right way to go about that. You know what I like? I don't know what would be like. Do I want someone to love me for me, before I reveal kind of this big piece that is a pretty big part of who me is
Yeah, right.
English. But on the other hand, I get like it's almost kind of manipulative in a way, because then he doesn't know who he's falling in love with or getting to know. I don't know how I feel about I feel like what I said earlier about her getting too much heat online is that more so that he's not getting enough heat, I guess. Maybe just on my algorithm, it's just Huda this, Huda that. Yeah, like, is that she is giving too much for this man that's not reciprocating. And I'm like, maybe he doesn't express it with his face, but like, he's giving her every indication that she can behave like this or try to be with him in this kind of way very quickly right off the bat. Not getting a kiss on the mouth right off the bat. Like, whether his intentions are good or whether he's just trying to pull Fuckboy Island season one and get the money and run. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with his intentions, but whatever it is, all I've seen is him affirming her along the way. Maybe not tonight entirely because he has those question marks, but like, up until tonight, he has affirmed her. And I think they're just delusional together. I think they're just
totally.
Like, yeah.
Totally. I definitely think they're delusional together, and everyone's just kind of been feeding into the delusion until now.
Right.
This is kind of the first time that someone said out loud outside of a confessional to one of them that it's giving a little performance. It's giving right. a little, you know.
Which is messy, but they need to hear it. They need to hear it.
And you could tell. So they had this challenge today and they basically had to kind of call people out. You know, who do you think is here for clout? Who do you think has big dick energy? Just things like that. And you could either pie them or kiss them. You had to flip a big coin. And it got people felt some kind of way about the way some of the questions were answered. And I mean, it is a challenge. It's a game. It's really not that deep. You literally just have to pick somebody. And after that challenge, Nick, like, all the boys were talking, and obviously Ace was feeling some kind of way about Huda. And then Nick basically aired his grievances about Huda to the boys and said, I feel like sometimes she really likes you and sometimes it's a bit performative. And the way that Jeremiah was spiraling in real time, you could literally see the rainbow wheel of death.
Oh my
just
God.
Just like,
truly, truly. And like, I feel like if he needed time to process that info, which natural, you're human, you kind of get this perspective from your friend. You need time to think on it and kind of go over the last 7 days and see if you kind of maybe agree or whatever, get your own feelings on it. Mm-hmm. He could have just told her. He didn't have to give her like the weird like thumbs up, like, yeah, no, I'm good. He could have just been like, I'm just kind of in a mood. I just need a little space. And like that talk. I mean, we're talking about boundaries earlier. Like, that's OK to tell someone you need space to think about something.
Right.
And that would even tell him exactly what he needed to know if she reacted to him poorly from that. She's reacting to him communicating with her poorly. So it leaves us with this episode ending on this note of absolute chaos tonight, because nobody knows how to fucking communicate in this villa.
No, literally.
Except for
Shelly,
most of the women.
Right. Shelly, Alandria, Sierra.
None of the men.
But the men are just lacking. I mean, Austin can barely put two sentences together. I mean, I will say Ace has kind of had me. I'm like, how are you handling a situation so poorly that I'm rooting for Austin right now?
No, for real. Like, fuck Austin. Hate that guy.
I hate him so much, but I've been agreeing with him with the way that he's been patient with Shelly and the situation she's in with the two boys, you know, like, he's giving her a lot of grace, but it's also like, I mean, come on. Like,
we just need a bombshell to come in and sweep her off her feet, dude. Like, really, her and Alandria, yeah. I need two dudes to come in and just be like, you guys are not getting the love that you deserve. I will go into the villa and as a bombshell. Can I talk, Alandria, can I pull you for a chat?
Oh my God. I would love that so much. And the bombshells, you know, for if you are new to the Love Island game, the bombshells that they bring in throughout the course of the show, they kind of have, like, they're watching the show. So Ethan, it'll be interesting to see if Hoda doesn't tell everyone that she's a mom, and these bombshells come in knowing that she's a mom.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Oh my
You
God.
know, and I don't know. I feel like Jeremiah's initial reaction when she told him, his face was kind of cracked. He does not have
Yeah.
a great, as someone who does not have a great poker face, my boy Jeremiah does not have a good poker face either. Like, it
No.
was a great reality TV moment because he was kind of like, it was a divorce court lady. It was like, not
No, for
this,
real.
you know?
Do you
And
think that Ace would have a different view of how they're going about things if he knew about her being a mom? Because all the girls know. Do you think
oh,
that the
that's a good
boys would have a
question.
different opinion?
Yes. I think they probably would understand why she is so locked in and not really fucking around with
Yeah.
other people like that because of her situation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think they would be like, oh,
It would
because she
click.
shared that with him. They're talking about like their future and real shit together. It's not just like, you know, I like Shrek, or what do you like to do when you go out, or like, what are you like, they're having like real ass conversation. She's like, I wake up, I take my kid to school, blah 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 blah. Like, she's got
She's
a full ass life.
momming.
She's
Yeah.
momming, you know. And I
And
think
co-parenting. I think that who was talking to him about, oh, Alandria. I think she may have, with very good intentions, scared the shit out of him with that, of like, you will have another dude in your life forever.
And it
And
was her first love.
right. And Olandre was like, all of your decisions you're making now are gonna need to not be just for two, but three. Honestly, there's even an element of like four, you know, like there is always gonna be another dude in your life. Not like you have to do anything for him by any means, but you know,
He's
it's
always
always gonna
there.
be in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I think everybody just scared the shit out of Jeremiah this episode on so many
Yeah.
different fronts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I am very curious. We got some new bombshells coming in. I'm just like, please give us some more bombshells for the girls because
Yes.
this is not it. We need better. We need more for the girls. And I am so excited. I hope we get another little kiss. A Shelly Sierra kiss, because that was hot. Love
Hold.
that. And I don't know. I'm excited. This is so far so good. I know it's early days, but
No, but it really like this is the turning point. This episode tonight was like exactly what
1,000%.
the time period of like the Rob and Leah fight up on the balcony or whatever,
Yep.
where he started crying and he jumped in the fucking pool. Never forget, never
Oh,
forget.
never forget.
Like, I think tonight is the catalyst for like the switch that we're gonna actually start to see people's personalities. Rest assured to our new Love Island watchers who have not been in this for almost 10 years like we have. It shall get better. It shall get better.
And
And watch
you,
UK too. Like,
oh,
UK
yeah.
started yesterday.
I know we'll be
So,
talking about that too. We'll be talking about that too.
oh
Don't you
my God.
worry. I do have, do you think Huda and Jeremiah? I don't know. I just feel like the Casa more is gonna be earth shattering. I can just,
Is
oh.
your you think are you asking if they are going to make it or not?
Yeah, like, do you think they're gonna make it to Casa?
I think they'll make it to Casa. Will they make it through Casa? I really feel, and I'll eat my words later if I really am not correct on this, but I think a lot of the girlies feel this way. I think he's in it to win it. I don't think he's in it to win her. I think he's going to do and say everything he needs to get to the end. Maybe I don't know if that's really coming for his character or not, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
he's a smooth operator for sure.
I'll just say I want them to get to Casa. I need so badly to see what happens if they make it that far. And I
Do you
think they
th
will because everyone's going to try to vote off the Trumpers first anyway.
Oh,
So
1,000%. Shelly's gonna be like, Why Austin? He's so great. He's so chill. And he's the first one out. She's going to be like, I don't
Right.
understand.
She's like, why does America hate me? No, girl, we're doing this for you. Don't
We're doing this
worry.
for you. Don't you worry. Don't you
Yeah.
worry. That's always such a funny part when like they don't realize like why we're voting. Like with Kaylor and Aaron last year, she was like, fuck, dude, like fuck. Like why? Like
Speaking of
what?
Kaylor and Aaron,
Oh,
I
we
know on your regular segment of dish regular Dish with Tish, you're gonna have a lot to talk about this
Oh,
summer.
girl, because we got Life After the Villa coming out.
It looks
This
good.
it looks so good. This is gonna be, oh my God, you guys, I am just so fucking hyped for this summer, and Meg's gonna be here with me dishing about Love Island for the next 7 weeks.
Oh my God, so much island, so much love. You can't see, but I'm humping my no.
Okay, she's humping the water bottle.
Wait. Okay. I'm sorry. You brought me
Okay.
on and I'm gonna be a menace.
No, I lip. All right, so we've dissected couplings, questioned red flags, and tried to make sense of someone saying, I'm not closed off, but I'm also not open. Classic Love Island logic. But before you go back to the real world, ugh. Remember, this podcast is always here for you. No recoupling, no recasting, just a good old-fashioned grass sesh with your favorite host. So until next time, stay loyal, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and please, no more boys who say, I've never felt this way before for the third time this week. I'm Tish. Thank you, Megan, for being here. I love you. I love you guys. Bye, babes.